Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we are here to motivate, empower, inspire, encourage you, to support you, to be stronger in what you do as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as a business person, as a college student, a parent, in your endeavors in life. So we are excited about it to get started early in the morning, get you motivated, get you ready to go out there and tackle the world. Go make it happen. I have my awesome Tuesday morning co-host with me, Professor Terry Benjamin, author, publisher, father, son, husband, grandfather, community activist, and so much playwright, movie writer. I mean, movie producer, you name it. If he doesn't know how to do it, he certainly can tell you how to get it done or who to get in touch with. So without further ado, I turn it over to you, Professor Terry. Now, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, and good morning to you, Lisa. Also, good morning to our listening audience. Again, another great morning, but also a great show because today we have a guest.
Awesome, and I believe we do have a guest, so I see that someone has their phone line open, hand up, so let me definitely bring that guest in, and then you can take it from there and introduce our guest this morning and tell us all about it. But I believe our guest is right here. Are you the guest? I just opened your phone line, area code 908.
Hello, my guest.
Yes, good morning. Hello.
Good morning to you. And who might you be?
This is author Azuk Obi.
Okay.
From Roselle, New Jersey.
Yes, and originally from West Africa.
Yes, originally from Nigeria, West Africa, but now a United States citizen residing in Roselle.
Good morning to you, my brother.
Good morning to you.
And I just want to tell our listening audience, and also Lisa, this is a young man I met a couple of weeks ago at a book signing. He was there. He was selling his book entitled The Power to Excel,
yes.
Reaching for Your Best. And again, Lisa, every time I hear that word power, I think about you and your phenomenal book entitled Unleash Your Power. And so here's an opportunity to really continue that particular conversation, because I think power, especially in this time, is so important. And even more important than power is personal power. And Brother Obi, you as well, Lisa, have told people about how to not only find their power but release their power. And Brother Obi, I'd just like to get really into this because I got so many questions and I got so many things I want to talk to you about. But I want to start, Brother Obi, and I want to go to the last page of your book,
Yes.
On page 106, and I want to read a quotation. I just want you to respond to it, because I told you last night when we were talking, I said, I'm just amazed that a man who's young as yourself is so wise in the ways of success, in the ways of entrepreneurship. And so I just want to start with this quotation. I want you to respond to it, and then we'll just run from there. And you say here in the book here, do something positive every day to enlarge your dream. Never mind what people will say or do. It is not their business but yours. It is not about them. It is neither about their thinking nor their view. It is about you. Break away from that resistance hindering your power of creativity. Run away from your mediocre comfort zone and take action, and you will be on track to rise, shine, excel, and complete the first successful project. The power to excel is inside you. Brother, that is so powerful. I mean, I want you to expand upon it. What do you mean here that the power to excel is inside you? What does that mean?
Yes, thank you for that. Every human being created on this earth has power. From the very day you are born, each and every one of us on this earth, we are deposited inside us a power that enables us to create things. That same power that enables you to walk, that power that enables you to speak, that power that enables you to hear when others speak. With this power in mind, you can create anything for yourself. Mm-hmm. One thing I've realized in my sojourner's life is that people don't take actions. People don't relate the power in them to taking actions. Mm-hmm. Once you discover the power in you, you are on the right track to taking actions. But I also realize that most people are disabled at the action part. People have big dreams. People have powerful aspirations. People have big things they want to do. But when it comes to taking actions, they are paralyzed. That's why a lot of people don't create positive movements. How do we take actions? For instance, when I was about to publish The Power to Excel, I met a lot of constraints. Mm-hmm. First, when I was writing, sometimes I feel so tired, I lose energy, but I still have to wake up to write. That's taking actions.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Why do you think that most people don't understand that all it takes is action? Is it because of their background? Is it because of their schooling? Is it because of their culture? I mean, I find it so interesting that many people from other countries come to America and do very, very well, while Americans who are born in this country don't seem to do as well. So what makes the difference between those who act and those who don't act?
Americans, people born in America, live in abundance. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, they take things for granted. The air we breathe, the good food we eat, the apples we eat, the good rice we eat, the trees that beautify our communities in America are wonderful and powerful things that we can tap into. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, because Americans were born here in this part of the world, they neglect these things. They don't see them as powerful and valuable things that they can tap into to create massive opportunities for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Foreigners, especially Africans, it's a totally different ball game in Africa. When I was growing up in Africa, oftentimes there was no food on the table. I had only two pairs of shoes throughout my stay, 7 years stay in the university.
Wow, wow.
So migrating to America, now I find opportunity to afford 7 pairs of shoes. I found opportunity to speak and people listen. I found opportunity to eat good food, breathe good air, make good friends. And this is a society where people respect you for who you are, as long as you have something to deliver in America. So with this in mind, they tap into all these opportunities and create a massive movement for their personal growth and advancement. I think that's what really happens.
That's really a great answer to that question. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, in terms of just the whole thing about, I guess, about education.
Yes.
In your life, what role did books play, and were there any particular books that you read that sort of really got you on this particular track to success?
I've read a couple of books, and I imbibe the knowledge I read in those books and apply them to my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
But I have always believed I'm going to create a powerful book or books mm-hmm. that people can read to change their lives. When I started writing The Power to Excel, it was a divine connection.
Mm-hmm.
In the university, I was very active as a student, and when I speak, people react. So I knew I have something to deliver. So writing The Power to Excel also empowered, inspired, motivated, and encouraged me to put out something out there, not only to benefit myself, but the community at large and the world in general.
Well, I love that. And in the book here, I quote here, this is from page 8, and again, I like the way your book is set up because, you know, you have some very powerful titles. You know, you go from the power, you explain the power, you show the action steps, you show the power of confidence and a lot of things. But there's one quote here that I really want to share, and I want you to respond to, because I found it just so inspiring. You say here, on page 8, that the key to success is simply to take action. Ideas grow when you spend time thinking of the ideas, visualizing the details, and planning and preparing their timely execution. Oftentimes, people suffer from fear of failure, fear of what people say or do from information overload. You say here, one popular Chinese proverb is, talking will never cook the rice, meaning inaction will never achieve anything meaningful. Your action, resilience, perseverance, and authenticity are the leading forces that lead to success. You must be hopeful and always in the spirit of expectancy. What do you mean by that, the spirit of expectancy? How would you explain that, that concept, the spirit of expectancy? What is that about?
The world is blessed with millions of resources, human resources, financial resources, spiritual resources, different kinds of resources that we are endowed with mm-hmm. in this beautiful world. Every human being created on this earth is here to achieve something. By expectancy, I mean the power of attracting things. Nobody wants to come to this earth and live a poor life and mm-hmm. live like a destitute and live like somebody who is useless and not useful at all to the society. By spirit of expectancy, I mean expecting good things for yourself, expecting those things that you want to achieve by initially putting action to work. When you put action to work, things happen. But you have to open your heart, open your mind, open your mental integrity to attract these things to yourself. They work. They work for me, and I believe it will work for others who believe and know how to practice them after they read the book.
Yeah, and it's so funny because you talk about that action step, but you talk about change, and I guess you have to understand, and I know you do, that for many people, change is a very scary proposition.
Yeah.
And you say here, and I love it in the book here on page 27. You say here that there is no special formula for success. There's no advanced or university degrees for success. Success is only the function of dedication, struggles, hard work, learning. Falling, rising, persistency, and consistency. And this is the point I really want to focus on. So here, another powerful factor in creating success is the ability to make and accept change. Change can happen to anyone at any time. By the power of change and your willingness to change on the inside, you can create new things. Change can make all things new again. Change can alter lives and create ways for advancement. But for this to happen, you must have life-changing principles. The first principle is that you must be very prepared and willing to change unconditionally. What do you mean you must be willing to change unconditionally? What does that mean?
Change is constant.
Mm-hmm.
Change is a dynamic force. It's always evolving. It's always moving. And for change to occur, you must be willing to change yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to write a book, you have to get up, buy a computer, buy a flash drive, start typing, mm-hmm. start saving. That's change. Oftentimes, you may have to pay some money to publish the book. That's change. If you write that book and you don't pay money to publish that book, the book won't be published. Nobody will read it. So in order to create change, you must be willing to change unconditionally. You must be willing to change without, you must be willing to change despite the problems, despite the tribulations, despite the challenges that might come with the change. It's all about stepping out of your comfort zone. I remember while I was in Africa, I have always dreamt of coming to America. I knew there were resources in Africa. But if I didn't immigrate to the United States, I may not have had opportunity of producing a book that will be read all over the world, a book that is at Amazon. Unconditionally means changing without minding what people will say, what challenges we go through, what tribulations that might come in. Coming to America from Africa was a big change. Mm-hmm. I knew I was going to miss my family. I knew it was going to be tough. But I knew at the end of the dark tunnel, there is a light.
Wow, wow. And that's so great because, again, I mean, as I read your book, what comes out to me is that, change is really important, but you have to be willing to change in many aspects of your life. And as I read your book, I understand I have to change in terms of my body, in terms of my mentally, and also in terms of my spirituality. Now, before I get into spirituality, I just want to go into the physical fitness piece. And you say here on page 34, and I think it's really key, you said here that the way you walk tells a lot about you. To build confidence, walk like you're in a hurry to see someone or catch up on something. Walk with your shoulder high. Walk like an important personality, which you are. You'll find out that people are admiring and copying you. Nobody wants to copy someone who walks with no energy. This will help you build your confidence. Physical fitness has a lot to do with your level of confidence. And one of the things that I see here in your bio, you have this charity, which is it's called a charity fitness movement. What is that about, charity fitness movement? I understand fitness and I understand charity, but I don't understand how you put these two together into a movement.
Yes. When you create a movement, you create a force. You create something that's like a propeller, something that propels, that's always moving, that's always in action. What I mean by charity movement action is charity means something you give unconditionally, without asking for anything in return. Coming to America was a big dream that has blessed me so much, immensely, that I have no option to give something back. So I created a fitness program. As a personal trainer, I created a charity fitness program. Charity in the sense that it's free. Nobody's paying a dime to participate in the movement. It has been on for 2 years, and it's still expanding. So what I mean by charity movement is that this is a charity fitness action, and we are moving because my target is to introduce this movement in different communities in America. And over time, with the support of the country and people who believe in charity, we can extend it to different states of the country. That's what I mean by charity fitness movement. It's a charity action, it's a fitness action, it's moving, it's in action.
Wow, that's powerful. That's really powerful. And again, and before I'm moving towards spirituality, but before I get to spirituality, I want to stop at what you call happiness. And you say on page 52 of your book, you said that happiness is a sister to gratitude. Happiness is a natural medicine. You might say, I'm not a very happy person. I don't laugh much. It is true that we are created differently, but if you stand in joy, happiness, and gratitude, you can stand very strong irrespective of what's going on in your life. And so, again, how important is happiness to success? How important is happiness to success?
Happiness is something that comes within, and happiness is a function of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness means you are joyful, you are happy for the current state where you are. Mm-hmm. And I'm somebody who believes so much in the power of positivity, in the power of attraction, in the power of gratitude. When you express feelings of gratitude, you are telling the universe that you are happy where you are. If you have only one pair of shoes and you are grateful, you are happy, you are excited wearing your pair of shoes to go to church, to go to school, to go to different functions, you are telling the universe, you are telling God that you are happy. You are powerfully excited about what you have. And the more you radiate spirit of positivity and happiness, the more happy things comes to you, the more things, beautiful things come to you, so that you can express more joyful heart.
Oh, that
the
is
universe,
so great.
The universe listens to us. It listens to our actions. It listens to what we say. It listens to the songs we sing. As you sing more songs of happiness, more songs of excitement, more songs of gratitude or actions of gratitude, your coast expands so that you have more things to be grateful for. That's what I mean here in my book.
Beautiful. And again, and I think this really points to the whole concept of positive thinking, because on page 73 you said here that Positive thinking is a very serious mental attitude that transmits into the mind, thoughts, words, and pictures, which ultimately transmit into growth, progress, advancements, and expansion. It is such a very powerful mental exercise to expect good things and fantastic things. Now, you say we should look forward to these things, but is that being overly optimistic? Because, I mean, Brother Obi, a lot of things are wrong in this world, and is it wrong for us to be constantly optimistic when we know so many things are going wrong, when we have so many problems? I mean, is that realistic?
Yes, it doesn't mean being over-realistic or over-optimistic. Mm-hmm. It means being optimistic, being hopeful, even in the midst of challenges, okay. Even in the midst of difficulties. There will always be problems in the world. There will always be problems in people's lives. But how you react to those problems determines how far you come out from that problem.
Wow.
Positivity is a powerful force. I'm telling you what I have practiced, and it's working for me. That's why there will be challenges, there will be problems. But how you react, how positive you are to that challenge, how hopeful you are, will determine how resources come your way, human resources, financial resources, to help you to come out of those tribulations. At the end of the day, we have to be very positive.
Well, that's amazing. And one of the things I find, and I know for most successful people, they have a really serious attitude about time. They realize that time is to be spent and to be spent well. Now you say here, which I love here, or on page 75, you said here the bottom line is this: when the mindset is positive, we radiate pleasant feelings and constructive pictures that shine like golden lights, which brighten the day, induce happiness, and promote success. Now, one of the things about your book and many books that are considered self-help books, a lot of people are not really sure about these books, because these books many times tend to help us or really seem to suggest that if we work hard, if we focus, if we have a plan, that we as individuals can do great things. And a lot of people say, you know what, these books are good, but they seem to be about ego. And one of my mentors, Dr. Wayne Dyer, says that ego is edging God out. Now, I want you to help us to put God back into this, because I know you and I know you're a very spiritual person, and I know that you believe in God, but I want you to help us understand, I mean, the power to excel, reaching for your best. You know, we can do all the things that we can do here as human beings, but now where does God come in? You know, because we don't want to be about ego. We don't want to be about edging God out. So, Obi, how do we bring God into this picture?
If you read the book critically, which I knew you did, there is said success mm-hmm. is a function of persistence, consistency, rising, falling,
yes.
believing, and above all, God's touch.
Wow.
We live in a powerful country. We live in a country that's built on the power of God. That's why we have "In God We Trust" in our legal tender.
Yes, yes.
So, believing in yourself, working hard, creating powerful things, believing you can achieve and succeed
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
with the power of God in mind. That's why in my book, at some point, I'm bringing the principle of God and what he can do in our lives.
Yes, yes.
If you believe and work hard, believe with all your heart, and believe that God gives and God created this world, there is nothing you cannot achieve. It may not be happening at the same time. It may not be happening so quick. But
mm-hmm.
with patience, persistence, and God's touch, because he's the one that blesses, you will definitely get there.
That's a beautiful thing. And again, like, you know, and I know, you know, and you know, I read the book a couple of times because I really
yeah.
wanted to make sure that as we had our conversation, that people listen in on the conversation would get the most out of your book. And again,
yeah.
I mean, I really want all our listeners to really to go out and buy this book, The Power to Excel, Reaching for Your Best. And this is a book that is available on Amazon.com, and it's really a book that you need to have in your library, because I really believe, and I said before in the introduction, I said this book is beyond Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This book is beyond The Law of Attraction by Rhonda Byrne. And before we go over to Lisa, Obi, I just want you to help me understand, how does The Law of Attraction fit into The Power to Excel? reaching for your best. How does the law of attraction work for us in this respect?
If you look at the contents and the topics I discussed in this book,
mm-hmm.
I explain the power,
mm-hmm.
the power of action, the power in us as human beings, the power of confidence, the power of gratitude, the power of inner peace, the power of negativity, the power of positivity, and the power to create things. Then I concluded with 45 power quotes. If you look, read the power to excel, the power to excel, in summary, is a book that explains or shows how to use innate resources, which we have already in us, confidence, humility, positivity, to achieve success.
Okay, I got you. And the thing I also like about the book is, again, I mean, you know, you even in the book, you talk about your life hasn't always been that easy.
Yes.
I mean, you're going through ups and downs. You had a lot of success, but you also have had failures as well. And,
yes.
You know, and a lot of people, you know, once they had their first failure, they figure, you know what, I can't do this. And you know, I'd just like you to just to speak about how is failure part of success? You know, I mean, because we're gonna fail, but how do you just keep on going? Maybe you have to, like, because you talk about your book in terms of Thomas Alva Edison, you know, one of the greatest inventors ever lived, and he failed many times. But my question to you, again, personally, how do you overcome failure and keep on going?
A failure can be a catalyst for success.
Uh-huh.
Because when you fail, you learn your mistakes. You learn from your mistakes. Then you see your actions from a totally different perspective. For me as a person, I've always been determined. If you read critically my summary that Kikus gave me, they said,
yeah.
Obi has been motivated by his parents never to fail in anything he tries.
Yes.
That doesn't
yeah.
mean I won't fail, but I fail, I try. I fail, I try. I keep trying. I never give up. And that's the principle of success. Never, ever give up. It might be very tough. Sometimes you might have to move away totally from your state or from your house to a totally
yeah.
different place where you may not even have a roof over your head.
Yes,
you may not
yes.
even have money in your pocket. But never, ever give up.
Wow.
If you persist, it won't be long. You start seeing the stars shining, welcoming you to that beautiful place of success.
Right. And so before I turn over to Lisa, I just want to – this is one thing from Obi's books that I just want to share with our listeners and then, you know, have Obi respond to it, and then we're going to talk to Lisa. And you say here on page 58, and I love this here, you say here that everyone, okay, everyone on earth seeks inner peace, inner love, freedom, health, power, and ultimately wealth. How can you perceive yourself? How do you perceive yourself, your reality, and the environment is the number one step to inner peace. This later translates to inner awareness and then inner power, which translates to outward action and ultimately wealth. And so, Obi, how important is inner peace to success?
Inner peace means believing you are at peace with yourself. You have comfort. Inner peace means when you are living in one room with no chair, no TV, you feel comfortable there. You feel at peace with yourself. You feel comfortable believing that it won't be long. You will be better. You will do better. A lot of people are confused or busy chasing different things. I want to be successful. I want to make it overnight. When they do that, they lose the peace in their heart.
Wow.
They become a function of confusion, distractions, and they lack that inner peace to be able to listen to their heart. When you have inner peace and listen, you hear words, you hear things from God. I'm a Christian. I so much believe in God, and these are the things I practice, and it's working massively for me, and it will work for others.
Oh, great. You know, and again, I can't thank you enough for getting up this early and calling the program. And again, listeners, Lisa, the book is called The Power to Excel, Reaching for Your Best. And it's a book, I mean, I got this book on a Saturday. I finished it the first time on a Sunday, and I had to read it again because I knew I was going to speak to Brother Obi again and also speak to our listening audience. And so, Lisa, I want to bring you into the conversation. And again, my brother, I want to thank you so much for
thank
your
you.
Time, for your wisdom, and for your book. And so, Lisa, what do you think? What do you think about The Power to Excel, Reaching Your Best by Brother Obi?
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for coming on, definitely coming on and sharing
thank
with
you,
us your experiences, your insight, your motivation for wanting to help motivate others, and awesome topic, absolutely. I love it, you know, the things that you were talking about. People having those innate properties within us, around us, to really move ourselves to place of success.
Yes.
Sounds like very well laid out listening to Professor Terry review the book. It sounds like it's very laid out, very powerful.
Yes.
And the work you're doing, the charity that you're involved in, the fitness, the health part, spiritual part, you know, it's just wonderful, and it's exciting, and wish you much, much, much success. And
thank you.
I hope that a lot of people, you know, get this book.
Thank you.
Their lives can be changed for real, and that they can really overcome anything, anything. So. That's it right there. And they can be anything. They can be anything. People
yes.
just got to know that. They can be anything and do anything that they
yes.
so desire.
Yes.
Like you said, take step. You got to take that step forward. You got to make put that movement.
Yes.
That you're doing. So, I mean, everything you said was right on point for me.
It's interesting that, again, I just met the young man not too long ago, but again, this program, Brother Obi, is really designed, it's all about entrepreneurs, but it's also about entrepreneurs speaking their minds, because, again, every book that I review on the program, I also like to speak to the author, and sometimes we can do that,
yes.
and sometimes it's not possible. But again, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come and speak to us. Also realize that the program is in the archives, so
thank you.
Who were not able to join us this morning can go to the archives and listen to the program, because to tell the truth, many times when I'm doing the program with Lisa, we get so excited in what we're doing, and it's not scripted. I mean, we just come on and we let God lead us, and
thank
I let
you.
God lead me through this interview with you and the discussion. So now I got to go back to the archives to find out what we said, but I have a good feeling about the conversation. I have a
thank
good
you.
Feeling about you and what you shared. So is there anything that you'd like to say, maybe in closing, because we only have a few more minutes with the program, but I want to make sure we get everything in.
Yes, in conclusion, every human being on earth, I repeat it again, has the power to excel. If only you work hard, you believe, you persist, you never give up, and you believe in God's touch.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Awesome.
Lisa, can you add anything to that?
I can't add it. That is there is something. I can add that on the line that had a question for Brother Obi, you can just hit your number one key at this moment, and you have a couple of seconds left. If you had a comment or question for Brother Obi and you're on the line, you can just hit your number one key. We know a lot of times people are either driving in the car, it's pretty early, they're on their way to work, or they're already at work, or they're still laying in bed sometimes listening to the broadcast, and they may not always click on to ask a question, but certainly you're welcome to follow us on Facebook. We do have an All About Entrepreneurs Facebook page where we have the guests that come on the show, well, the guests that come on the show are mentioned. But we'll certainly put Brother Obi's information up there since he's local right here in New Jersey. Not that that would matter, but we can put links to his book up there if you want to get a copy of his book, which we are asking you to do. We will put the link right there on our All About Entrepreneurs Facebook page. for those of you, and we'll put the link there later, of the broadcast for those of you who want to have someone listen to this, co-workers, supervisors, CEOs, children, neighbors, people you don't even know, but you want them to realize that they have this power within them to excel. This would be a great broadcast to let them listen to. Not that all of them wouldn't be, but certainly this one definitely is up there at the top to let people listen to, because really this is a, we're living in a day and age where people need to really know that they have the power. It's no sense of sitting around blaming the white man, the blue man, the... Well, I'm the way I talk every day. I talk to my students like this every day, and I'm not ashamed to say it. We got to stop blaming all these people for our poverty and our failure. Okay, somebody did something at one point in time, but now here it's time for you to do something, and what you have to allow your power to come forth. So no sense of blaming the government, and it's not the president's fault. And it, sooner or later, you're going to come to realize and possibly even regret that, no, it was your fault because you didn't get up and do with what God, who is outside of a president and outside of ethnicity, he's outside of your nationality. God has empowered you with just abilities, but as you've laid out, Brother Obi, he's empowered you with some power.
And the thing I love about the book here, you know, on page 106, Obi says here, every success story is a product of hard work, belief, faith, and God's touch. And I do believe that, you know, God has touched this program, and that God has touched our hearts, Lisa and Brother Obi. And again, you know, it's so funny. I really truly believe in the law of attraction. I believe that you meet people not by accident, but by, you know, really divine direction and guidance. And it's so funny that I told Obi when I walked into the book signing, the first person that I saw was him. And we connected immediately. You know, I gave him my books. He gave me his books. You know, there was no thought of, you know, profit or anything here. I have something to share. I want you to check out. You have something to me share. And we did that. And so, Brother Obi, we only have a few minutes left. You know, it's funny with this program that we sometimes just sort of cut off just like abruptly. But again, the book is The Power to Excel, Reaching for Your Best. And I guess my question to you as briefly is what's next? You know, The Power to Excel, I mean, I know you're going to write other books. Do you have anything else in the works?
Yes, I'm working on a second book. And while that is in process, my next plan is also to take The Power to Excel to the next level, reaching out to the world, you know, empowering and motivating people to be the best they can be. Yes, a lot of stuff in the works, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm motivated. I'm ready to go.
Thank you, Professor.
I'm ready to excel.
You can get online at Amazon, but do you have a website or something that you want to share with us?
I have a personal website. My website address is www.azukazuk.com. www.azukazuke.com. There you can see my books, my appearance, and where I'm, a list of my appearances and other stuff I do.
Beautiful.
And also to check out my charity website. My charity website is www.calobonfitness.com. www.calobonfitness.com. Yes,
and I saw your picture, and you look absolutely fit, so congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's so funny, but, you know, as successful people, we have to look successful, you know, because I do the sexy at 60 thing, and I got to stay in shape, man, because people get to you, man, you're not sexy at 60, So I got to really, it keeps you on your toes, but which is a good thing, you know.
It keeps your mind alert, you know, it keeps you sharp, and, you know, you attract people. Like I attracted you when you walked into the book signing. That's the power of God, and I give him the glory.
You did.
Everything I do, I give God the glory.
But I also want to say to all the writers of books that are out there, I mean, send us your books, okay? Send us your books. Let us have those books so we can get you on the program. I mean, we don't know who is listening. We don't know how far and wide this program goes. But understand it is on the internet, and internet is really it's the worldwide internet. So really, let us help you, like we help Brother Obi today. And Brother Obi, you know, again, this is one morning in the life of you and I, and we have more things to do. So I will call you tonight and we'll go to the next level. But again, I just want to get this in. I want to thank you so much for getting up early morning, for spending the time. And I love you, brother. And you know what?
Thank you.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Thank you.
Right? Alicia, thank you so much. You know, thank you for the opportunity that you give me every Tuesday to come on your program. And just, you know, share a little bit that I know. So I thank you, Brother Obi. I thank you, Sister Lalisa.
And thank you.
I wish you, too, the best morning.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lisa. Thank you, Professor Terry. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you to both of you
thank
and
you.
To those who listened in, those who will tune back into the archives. Have a wonderful, and after all this, how can you have anything else except a powerful, powerful day? Take care. We'll see you tomorrow, same time. God
bless you. Thank you. God bless you all. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.